Anyone who has heard of the Ice Age and knows we're not in one now, acknowledges the world has warmed and cooled over millennia and those cycles will likely continue. The brilliant innovation of the socialist-dominated United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was to politicize those natural changes and to blame them on something taxable, carbon dioxide or CO2. We now hear about carbon neutrality, carbon sequestration or carbon capture. Carbon dioxide is rarely mentioned since most people know it isn't a greenhouse gas. This is nothing more than lying by omission. 20 years ago, Al Gore in the U.S., and many others, predicted that the vast coastal areas of the world would be underwater due to the polar ice caps melting. It hasn't happened. A prominent anti-oil lobby group was formed called 350.org, named after the so-called tipping point of parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere, after which adherents said we would never recover. Except that Colorado too is now nearing 400 parts per million, in part because of China's massive use of coal. But the temperature has stopped moving. These groups want our oil left in the ground. They conveniently ignore the 6,000 to 8,000 products made from oil, everything from aspirin to paint. What they plan to lubricate the huge gearboxes in wind towers with, I have no idea, although I understand whale oil is an excellent lubricant. Then there's such things as the plastic in solar panels, 300 pounds of plastic in every car. Yes, even electric cars, not to mention bearings that require grease. What will they run the gasoline engine in hybrid cars on? At least Y2K, remember that? Had an end date, January 1, 2000. This scam has none. B. Brace. Crossfield.